Business today moves faster than ever. If you are slow to adapt, then you will get left behind. If you're still running on QuickBooks, that's you. It's time to hit the gas and accelerate with NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, April 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Widespread vaccinations and cities reopening are expected to result in a summer travel surge. But when you book your flight in your hotel room, be sure to reserve a car, too, if you can. There's a shortage of rental cars, and that's putting the brakes on a lot of people's travel plans.
A lot of people are reporting that even when they have a reservation, even when they have a prepaid car, they get there and there are no cars. And so you end up in a line of people waiting for a car to come back on the lot.
So where did all the rental cars go, and what does it mean for costs? Our Middle Sea columnist Scott McCartney has been getting to the bottom of it all. He'll be here with answers and tips to help you avoid rental car frustration. That's after the break.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
So you're finally on vacation. You get off the plane, get your luggage, head to the rental car counter. But before you can start to de-stress, you might find yourself facing an empty rental car lot and extra long lines. More travelers are facing exactly this situation. So we called on our Middle Sea columnist Scott McCartney to help explain what's going on and what you can do about it. He joins me now. Scott, thanks for being here.
Sure. Good to be with you, JR.
So, you know, Scott, we usually see rows and rows of rental cars at the airport, and a lot of those cars were probably sitting idle while travelers were grounded last year. So why is it so hard to get one now? And where'd they all go?
Well, they went to used car lots. They got sold. Hundreds of thousands of rental cars got sold out of rental car fleets. And it really was a matter of survival for the industry. And Hertz still ended up in bankruptcy court reorganization. So what the rental car companies found was a very hot market for used cars. They got really good prices. Avis said they profitably disposed of, I think, 250,000 cars. And Hertz, a similar number, Enterprise, a whole lot of cars. But we know that in total, hundreds of thousands of cars ended up sold. And now they're having trouble replacing them. Travel is surging, and it's hard to get cars.
Now, is this just at the airports where we're seeing this issue?
No, it's really throughout. Now, some of the car companies say they may have more availability at some of their city locations, so it's certainly worth checking. But even there, the inventory is tight, and people are realizing that that's an option. And it's all over. It's not just the popular destinations either. I looked at, Memphis and Houston and others. There are plenty of people going to Houston to see family, but not necessarily as a vacation destination. And business travel is way down. And yet, I looked, a couple days out, there were no cars available in Houston. So it's tight everywhere.
And so how is this affecting the price of renting the cars that are available?
Price has gone way up in many locations, and people are kind of shocked. If they can find a car in West Palm Beach or other places, it may be $200 or $300 a day. I heard from readers who said in Hawaii, which obviously has become a very popular destination and obviously very tight supply there, prices were quoted at, $800 a day kind of thing.
$800 a day? You definitely don't see prices like that on the TV commercials.
Yeah. Well, it's, Hawaii's an interesting case because international travel is so restricted that domestic destinations and a domestic beach destination, we've certainly seen this in Florida, but a lot of people going to Hawaii with their negative COVID tests in hand and having a wonderful time. But, it's expensive to rent a car there at any time. And certainly you could see how the used car market in Hawaii may have been very hot and very enticing to sell cars that were just sitting there during the pandemic anyway. Good to get them off the lot. And now they may be wishing they had them back on the lot.
All right, let's talk solutions. What should travelers do to make sure they can get a car and minimize any delays or frustration?
I think they need to build in time. As you say, a lot of people are reporting that even when they have a reservation, even when they have a prepaid car, they get there and there are no cars. And so you end up in a line of people waiting for a car to come back on the lot and be returned and then cleaned and fueled and put back into service. You know, a lot of people are finding that, you know, it used to be you could just run up to the lot, pick a car, and you were out of there in 5 minutes. And so you need to plan for, you know, the possibility that you may have to wait an hour or more to get your car even when you have it. I think the other thing that people really need to do is think of the car first, particularly for the summer when they're making travel plans. So it may be that you're going to take a different flight because of when you can get a car. It may be that you're going to go to a different airport because of the availability of cars. So, you know, the car is often an afterthought to a trip, but I think that probably needs to be the first booking that you make.
Now, what about other options like ride-hailing services? People have been a little skittish about using Uber or Lyft because they're concerned about cleanliness and safety during the pandemic. Does that play a role here?
I think so. It's a complicated relationship between the rental car companies and Uber and Lyft. Clearly lost business at the airport among business travelers who were using Uber and Lyft, but they kind of made up for it by renting cars to drivers. So they were actually doing a big business in renting cars to drivers. So, you know, there may be fewer drivers renting cars from them on, week or month leases, that kind of thing. But I do think that it's clear that people who relied on rideshare in the past and avoided renting a car, now they are going back to renting cars. You know, it avoids contact with strangers, right? The rental car companies are offering some assurance that the car is clean. And you can certainly clean it yourself when you get in it. But the point is, you don't have to share it with a stranger. And so for a lot of people, that's a reasonable safety step. And so they would rather have a car to themselves than rideshare.
So whenever we talk about the pandemic or pandemic-related issues, the question is always, when are we going to get back to normal? So what are you hearing from people in the rental car industry about when their supply of rental cars might get back to pre-pandemic levels?
You know, I think nobody really knows. Some of the analysts I talked to thought that there would be shortages well into next year. So we'll just have to see. I don't think this is just a summer phenomenon. I think this is going to continue throughout 2021, and it may well be 2022 before things get back to normal. The analysts also thought, you know, the days of the $19 a day rental car may be gone too. Car rental companies certainly getting smarter about it. There's been a lot of consolidation in the business. I think in general, we're going to be paying more to drive a car off the lot.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal Middle Sea columnist Scott McCartney. Scott, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. Good to be with you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.